Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today's the 22nd day of September. It's my joy to be here with you and read the Bible for us in chronological order. So there's this thing that happens in Nashville with the weather. We get this little taste of the temperatures that drop, and I just get giddy inside because I live for the fall. I love all things fall, the colors, the temperatures, but Nashville has fall for like a second. Like you blink or you sneeze, you're gonna miss fall. So we'll get this thing where the temps will drop and you get all excited. You start pulling out your sweaters and your layers and your little hats and cute coats, and you start thinking all things pumpkin spice. And then Nashville goes, "Oh, just kidding. It's not fall. We wanted to tempt you and torture your fall soul." And then it spikes back up to 115 degrees. Not really that hot, but it just got blazing, like back into the 90s. And I'm like, no, can't wear a cute sweater in 90 degree weather. So this is where we're at. And it just made me think that isn't this true of life? We are ready for a different season. We are ready to move on. We are ready to get past this. We're done. We're sick. We're tired. We need something new. And there is unfinished business in that season. It has something more to say to us, something more to teach us, or something more to do in us. So whatever these hot temperatures are trying to say, you know, I'm here to listen, but I'm also ready to build a bridge and get over it. I'm ready for the fall. I don't know about you all, but I am ready for fall. Bring on the chili cook-off and the pumpkins and just all the appley orchardy things that fall can muster. I'm ready, but I'm gonna have to wait. So there's the lesson in that. I'm waiting. I'm waiting with great hope and great anticipation for fall to come. Yesterday we started the book of Zechariah. Today we're going to finish the book of Zechariah. We're reading chapters 8 through 14 today. And this week we're reading the Christian Standard Bible, Zechariah chapter 8. The word of the Lord of Armies came. The Lord of Armies says this, "I am extremely jealous for Zion. I am jealous for her with great wrath. The Lord says this, I will return to Zion and live in Jerusalem. Then Jerusalem will be called the faithful city. The mountain of the Lord of Armies will be called the holy mountain. The Lord of Armies says this, old men and women will again sit along the streets of Jerusalem, each with a staff in hand because of advanced age. The streets of the city will be filled with boys and girls playing in them. The Lord of Armies says this, though it may seem impossible to the remnant of this people in those days, should it also seem impossible to me? This is the declaration of the Lord of Armies. The Lord of Armies says this, I will save my people from the land of the east and the land of the west. I will bring them back to live in Jerusalem. They will be my people, and I will be their faithful and righteous God. The Lord of Armies says this, let your hands be strong, you who now hear these words that the prophets spoke when the foundations were laid for the rebuilding of the temple, the house of the Lord of Armies. For prior to those days, neither people nor animals had wages. There was no safety from the enemy for anyone who came or went, for I turned everyone against his neighbor. But now I will not treat the remnant of this people as in the former days. This is the declaration of the Lord of Armies. For they will sow in peace. The vine will yield its fruit. The land will yield its produce, and the skies will yield their dew. I will give the remnant of this people all these things as an inheritance. As you have been a curse among the nations, house of Judah and house of Israel, so I will save you, and you will be a blessing. Don't be afraid. Let your hands be strong, for the Lord of armies says this. As I resolved to treat you badly when your ancestors provoked me to anger, and I did not relent, says the Lord of armies, so I have resolved again in these days to do what is good to Jerusalem and the house of Judah. Don't be afraid. These are the things you must do. Speak truth to one another. Make true and sound decisions within your city gates. Do not plot evil in your hearts against your neighbor, and do not love perjury, for I hate all this. This is the Lord's declaration. Then the word of the Lord of armies came to me. The Lord of armies says this, the fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth, the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth will become times of joy, gladness, and cheerful festivals for the house of Judah. Therefore, love truth and peace. The Lord of armies says this, peoples will yet come, the residents of many cities. The residents of one city will go to another, saying, let's go at once to plead for the Lord's favor and to seek the Lord of armies. I am also going. Many peoples and strong nations will come to seek the Lord of armies in Jerusalem and to plead for the Lord's favor. The Lord of armies says this, in those days, 10 men from nations of every language will grab the robe of a Jewish man tightly, urging, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. A pronouncement. The word of the Lord is against the land of Hadrach, and Damascus is its resting place. For the eye of humanity and all the tribes of Israel are on the Lord, and also against Hamath, which borders it, as well as Tyre and Sidon, though they are very shrewd. Tyre has built herself a fortress. She has heaped up silver like dust and gold like the dirt of the streets. Listen, the Lord will impoverish her and cast her wealth into the sea. She herself will be consumed by fire. Ashkelon will see it and be afraid. Gaza too, and will writhe in great pain, as will Ekron, for her hope will fail. There will cease to be a king in Gaza, and Ashkelon will become uninhabited. A mongrel people will live in Ashdod, and I will destroy the pride of the Philistines. I will remove the blood from their mouths and the abhorrent things from between their teeth. Then they too will become a remnant for our God. They will become like a clan in Judah, and Ekron like the Jebusites. I will encamp at my house as a guard against those who march back and forth, and no oppressor will march against them again. For now I have seen with my own eyes. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout in triumph, daughter Jerusalem. Look, your king is coming to you. He is righteous and victorious, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The bow of war will be removed, and he will proclaim peace to the nations. His dominion will extend from sea to sea, from the Euphrates River to the ends of the earth. As for you, because of the blood of your covenant, I will release your prisoners from the waterless cistern. Return to a stronghold, you prisoners who have hope. Today I declare that I will restore double to you, for I will bend Judah as my bow. I will fill that bow with Ephraim. I will rouse your sons, Zion, against your sons, Greece. I will make you like a warrior's sword. Then the Lord will appear over them, and his arrow will fly like lightning. The Lord God will sound the ram's horn and advance with the southern storms. The Lord of armies will defend them. They will consume and conquer with sling stones. They will drink and be rowdy as if with wine. They will be as full as the sprinkling basin, like those at the corners of the altar. The Lord their God will save them on that day, as the flock of his people, for they are like jewels in a crown sparkling over his land. How lovely and beautiful! Grain will make the young men flourish, and new wine the young women. ask the Lord for rain in the season of spring rain. The Lord makes the rain clouds, and he will give them showers of rain and crops in the field for everyone. For the idols speak falsehood, and the diviners see illusions. They relate empty dreams and offer empty comfort. Therefore, the people wander like sheep. They suffer affliction because there is no shepherd. My anger burns against the shepherds, so I will punish the leaders. For the Lord of armies has tended his flock, the house of Judah. He will make them like his majestic steed in battle. The cornerstone, the tent peg, the battle bow, and every ruler, all will go out from him together. They will be like warriors in battle, trampling down the mud of the streets. They will fight because the Lord is with them, and they will put horsemen to shame. I will strengthen the house of Judah and deliver the house of Joseph. I will restore them because I have compassion on them, and they will be as though I had never rejected them. For I am the Lord their God, and I will answer them. Ephraim will be like a warrior, and their hearts will be glad as if with wine. Their children will see it and be glad. Their hearts will rejoice in the Lord. I will whistle and gather them because I have redeemed them. They will be as numerous as they once were. Though I sow them among the nations, they will remember me in the distant lands. They and their children will live in return. I will bring them back from the land of Egypt and gather them from Assyria. I will bring them to the land of Gilead and to Lebanon, but it will not be enough for them. The Lord will pass through the sea of distress and strike the waves of the sea. All the depths of the Nile will dry up. The pride of Assyria will be brought down, and the scepter of Egypt will come to an end. I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they will march in his name. This is the Lord's declaration. Open your gates, Lebanon, and fire will consume your cedars. Wail, Cyprus, for the cedar has fallen. The glorious trees are destroyed. Wail, oaks of Bashan, for the stately forest has fallen. Listen to the wail of the shepherds, for their glory is destroyed. Listen to the roar of young lions, for the thickets of the Jordan are destroyed. The Lord my God says this: shepherd the flock intended for slaughter. Those who buy them slaughter them, but are not punished. Those who sell them say, blessed be the Lord, because I have become rich. Even their own shepherds have no compassion for them. Indeed, I will no longer have compassion on the inhabitants of the land. This is the Lord's declaration. Instead, I will turn everyone over to his neighbor and his king. They will devastate the land, and I will not rescue it from their hand. So I shepherded the flock intended for slaughter, the oppressed of the flock. I took two staffs, calling one favor and the other union, and I shepherded the flock. In 1 month, I got rid of three shepherds. I became impatient with them, and they also detested me. Then I said, I will no longer shepherd you. Let what is dying die, and let what is perishing perish. Let the rest devour each other's flesh. Next, I took my staff called favor and cut it in two, annulling the covenant I had made with all the peoples. It was annulled on that day, and so the oppressed of the flock who were watching me knew that it was the word of the Lord. Then I said to them, if it seems right to you, give me my wages, but if not, keep them. So they weighed my wages, 30 pieces of silver. Throw it to the potter. The Lord said to me, this magnificent price I was valued by them. So I took the 30 pieces of silver and threw it into the house of the Lord, to the potter. Then I cut in two my second staff, union, annulling the brotherhood between Judah and Israel. The Lord also said to me, take the equipment of a foolish shepherd. I am about to raise up a shepherd in the land who will not care for those who are perishing, and he will not seek the lost or heal the broken. He will not sustain the healthy, but he will devour the flesh of the fat sheep and tear off their hooves. Woe to the worthless shepherd who deserts the flock. May a sword strike his arm and his right eye. May his arm wither away and his right eye go completely blind. A pronouncement. The word of the Lord concerning Israel. a declaration of the Lord who stretches out the heavens, laid the foundation of the earth, and formed the spirit of man within him. Look, I will make Jerusalem a cup that causes staggering for the people who surround the city. The siege against Jerusalem will also involve Judah. On that day, I will make Jerusalem a heavy stone for all the peoples. All who try to lift it will injure themselves severely when all the nations of the earth gather against her. On that day, this is the Lord's declaration, I will strike every horse with panic and its rider with madness. I will keep a watchful eye on the house of Judah, but strike all the horses of the nations with blindness. Then each of the leaders of Judah will think to himself, the residents of Jerusalem are my strength through the Lord of armies, their God. On that day, I will make the leaders of Judah like a fire pot in a woodpile, like a flaming torch among sheaves. They will consume all the peoples around them on the right and the left, while Jerusalem continues to be inhabited on its site in Jerusalem. The Lord will save the tents of Judah first, so that the glory of David's house and the glory of Jerusalem's residents may not be greater than that of Judah. On that day, the Lord will defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that on that day, the one who is weakest among them will be like David on that day, and the house of David will be like God, like the angel of the Lord before them. On that day, I will set out to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. Then I will pour out a spirit of grace and prayer on the house of David and the residents of Jerusalem, and they will look at me, whom they pierced. They will mourn for him as one mourns for an only child and weep bitterly for him as one weeps for a firstborn. On that day, the mourning in Jerusalem will be as great as the mourning of Hadad-Rimon in the plain of Megiddo. The land will mourn, every family by itself, the family of David's house by itself and their women by themselves, the family of Nathan's house by itself and their women by themselves, the family of Levi's house by itself and their women by themselves, the family of Shimei by itself and their women by themselves, all the remaining families, every family by itself and their women by themselves. On that day, a fountain will be opened for the house of David and for the residents of Jerusalem to wash away sin and impurity. On that day, this is the declaration of the Lord of armies. I will remove the names of the idols from the land, and they will no longer be remembered. I will banish the prophets and the unclean spirit from the land. If a man still prophesies, his father and his mother who bore him will say to him, you cannot remain alive because you have spoken a lie in the name of the Lord. When he prophesies, his father and his mother who bore him will pierce him through. On that day, every prophet will be ashamed of his vision when he prophesies. They will not put on a hairy cloak in order to deceive. He will say, I am not a prophet. I work the land, for a man purchased me as a servant since my youth. If someone asks him, what are these wounds on your chest? Then he will answer, I received the wounds in the house of my friends. Sword, awake against my shepherd, against the man who is my associate. This is the declaration of the Lord of armies. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. I will turn my hand against the little ones. In the whole land, this is the Lord's declaration. 2/3 will be cut off and die, but 1/3 will be left in it. I will put his 1/3 through the fire. I will refine them as silver is refined, and test them as gold is tested. They will call on my name, and I will answer them. I will say, they are my people, and they will say, the Lord is our God. Look, a day belonging to the Lord is coming when the plunder taken from you will be divided in your presence. I will gather all the nations against Jerusalem for battle. The city will be captured, the houses looted, and the woman raped. Half the city will go into exile, but the rest of the people will not be removed from the city. Then the Lord will go out to fight against those nations as he fights on a day of battle. On that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east. The Mount of Olives will be split in half from east to west, forming a huge valley so that half the mountain will move to the north and half to the south. you will flee by my mountain valley, for the valley of the mountains will extend to Azel. You will flee as you fled from the earthquake in the days of King Uzziah of Judah. Then the Lord my God will come and all the holy ones with him. On that day there will be no light. The sunlight and moonlight will diminish. It will be a unique day known only to the Lord without day or night, but there will be light at evening. On that day, living water will flow out from Jerusalem, half of it toward the eastern sea and the other half toward the western sea, in summer and winter alike. On that day, the Lord will become king over the whole earth, the Lord alone and in his name alone. All the land from Geba to Ramon, south of Jerusalem, will be changed into a plain, but Jerusalem will be raised up and will remain on its site from the Benjamin gate to the place of the first gate, to the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananel to the royal winepress. People will live there, and never again will there be a curse of complete destruction. So Jerusalem will dwell in security. This will be the plague with which the Lord strikes all the people who have warred against Jerusalem. Their flesh will rot while they stand on their feet. Their eyes will rot in their sockets, and their tongues will rot in their mouths. On that day, a great panic from the Lord will be among them, so that each will seize the hand of another, and the hand of one will rise against the other. Judah will also fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the surrounding nations will be collected, gold, silver, and clothing in great abundance. The same plague as the previous one will strike the horses, mules, camels, donkeys, and all the animals that are in those camps. Then all the survivors from the nations that came against Jerusalem will go up year after year to worship the king, the Lord of armies, and to celebrate the festival of shelters. Should any of the families of the earth not go up to Jerusalem to worship the king, the Lord of armies, rain will not fall on them. And if the people of Egypt will not go up and enter, then rain will not fall on them. This will be the plague the Lord inflicts on the nations who do not go up to celebrate the festival of shelters. This will be the punishment of Egypt and all the nations that do not go up to celebrate the festival of shelters. On that day, the words, "Holy to the Lord," will be on the bells of the horses. The pots in the house of the Lord will be like the sprinkling basins before the altar. Every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah will be holy to the Lord of armies. All who sacrifice will come and use the pots to cook in. And on that day, there will no longer be a Canaanite in the house of the Lord of armies. Father, we thank you for your word today, and as we read this context of scripture, we hear how you restored your people, and we know that that was always and is always your desire to restore us, to redeem us, to restore everything that is lost and broken. Rebirth, renewal, restoration, restore, redeem, to do again. We are so grateful that that is still true of the nature of who you are. That is who you are. That is what you do. You still restore, and not just including us, but especially us, to be with you again, to redeem that which was lost, to make new again and again and again. And we thank you for it. We pray this now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's going to do it for me today. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. Until then, love one another.
Hello, this is Eric in Oregon, calling in to pray for Cindy Lou Who in Texas. I'm an educator as well. I taught 3 years of middle school and about 10 now at the high school level. And Lord in heaven, you are great, and you have given us such a place where we get to stand in front of your people in our classrooms all day, every day, witnessing to you and your character and showing to our students exactly who you are. And I know, God, I know what it's like to stand in front of a difficult classroom. And so I pray for Cindy Lou Who that she's able to make a wise decision whether to stay or whether to back out of the classroom that she's in. And I pray more than that even for her sight, her ability to see with spiritual eyes, because we're not fighting a battle against flesh and blood, but we're fighting a battle that is against spiritual forces in heavenly places. And that's exactly what's going on in her classroom. And so I just pray for her eyes to see exactly what's happening, your eyes to see it, and your light, that her eye will light up her body on the inside so that she has right judgment about these kids, and that she'll be able to see them for who they really are and to witness to them your character and to give them your words. Amen.
Hey everyone, it's Whitney. I'm just reaching out for prayer. It's September 18th, and this coming Saturday, the 24th, will be the year mark of the anniversary when my dad passed. This year's been really hard. And I'm dreading the 24th. I miss him very much. And I just need prayer just over my life in general. And I'm also praying for all the people that I'm hearing the prayer requests from. And thank you to everyone that has took the time to pray or give encouragement to me. I love you all. Thank you.
Hello, DABC family. This is Diana from Florida, and I'm asking for prayer for two of the girls that I'm currently mentoring. This ministry in South Florida is a ministry dedicated to helping teen and young adult moms whom have gotten pregnant out of wedlock and have decided they wanted to keep their babies by God's grace and need financial, spiritual, emotional, physical support. And so as an organization, we come in and we help provide parenting guidance, financial guidance, goal setting guidance, and spiritual guidance, and a whole host of different ways that we help and empower them to be the best mothers and women they can be. And so my prayer request is for two of the girls that I'm mentoring. One of them needs a car because she's been Ubering back and forth to work with her two-year-old baby girl. And she really needs a car in order to make it much more simpler for her to get back and forth. And then the second mom is going to be induced to give birth to her baby tomorrow. Tomorrow is Monday, September 19th. If you can please keep her in prayer that her birth and delivery would go smoothly and that she could successfully breastfeed, because she did say she wanted to be able to do that. And I wanna pray for both of them. So if you can please pray for them, for these two moms, and that God would show himself clearly to them in this season. Thank you. Love you.